Saturday, November 11th, 2023. The Power of Belief. Today, we remember and honor our veteran soldiers who have risked their lives to give us the unbelievable freedoms that you and I enjoy every day. There was a young soldier who lost his legs in battle. Something died within this young man when he found out he would never walk again. He lay in his hospital bed, staring blankly at the ceiling. He refused to talk to anyone who tried to help him. He refused to cooperate with doctors or nurses who wanted to help him to adjust. One day, another patient of the hospital strolled in and sat down on a chair near the bed. He drew a harmonica from his pocket and began to play softly. The patient looked at him for a second and then back to the ceiling. That was all for that day. Next day, the player came again. For several days, he continued to come and to play quietly. One day, he said, "Does my playing annoy you?" The patient said, "No, I guess I like it." They talked a little more each day. One day, the harmonica player was in a jovial mood. He played a sprightly tune and began to do a tap dance. The soldier looked on and was apparently unimpressed. "Hey, why don't you smile once in a while and let the world know you're alive?" The dancer said this with a friendly smile. But the legless soldier said, "I might as well be dead as in the fix I'm in." "Okay," answered his happy friend. "So you're dead. But you're not as dead as the fellow who was crucified 2,000 years ago. And he came out of it all right." "Oh, it's easy for you to preach," replied the patient. "But if you were in my fix, you'd sing a different tune." With that, the dancer stood up and said, "I know a 2,000-year-old resurrection is pretty far in the dim past, so maybe an up-to-date example will help you to believe it can be done." With that, he pulled up his trouser legs, and the young man in the bed looked and saw two artificial limbs. The tap-dancing fellow with the harmonica was not simply a Pollyanna. He once lay where that young man now lay. He himself had known the power of a resurrection. He had learned to live life abundantly, even without his legs. Needless to say, the young soldier's own resurrection began that very moment. Today, we honor all of our brave men and women who serve us with honor around the world, and those living and departed who have served us throughout our history. Please say a special prayer today for someone living or departed who has served us in the military. And please continue to pray for Ukraine, Israel, and Gaza. God, you own the skies and the stars, and still, you want my heart. I hope you enjoyed this story. You know someone who'll also enjoy it. Please share it and have them subscribe to TreatsForTheSoul.org. Bless you.